Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And with me is my youngest child and younger son, Chip. And we've been talking about the dunamis power of God. And we've been following Jesus here in Luke 3 and Luke 4, how that he went and he was baptized with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And then in Luke chapter 4, being full of the Holy Ghost, Jesus returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And in that wilderness, there he confronted the arch enemy of God. But he didn't do that, Chip, until he had that Holy Ghost power him.
Not just with the Word, thank God for the Word, but he did it with that dunamis power, that Holy Ghost power.
And you know,
And we can't either.
No, we can't.
I mean, that's just a great example.
Brother Hagin always used to say that you need the anointing to cast out devils.
Oh, yeah.
And I think sometimes we do have authority over devils, but sometimes we just use words and we don't get results.
Right.
But I can tell you there was a case, and this case was a wonderful young man, and the enemy had convinced him that he was a homosexual, and he lived that lifestyle.
The liar.
Mm-hmm. And so he was called to the ministry, everything about it, and we all knew this case, and we were down in the South somewhere, and Brother Hagin was preaching, and this young man walked in the back. I had not seen him in a long, long time. He was devastated, and he was near death from AIDS. Mm. And it was just so sad to see him. And so we were walking out, going to lunch. I was going with a brother and sister Hagin and others of the ministry team. And I turned around, and he was there in the hallway. Chip, an anointing came on me.
Mm.
And I grabbed him by the arm, and I just about jerked his arm out of its socket. Mm. And I said, "Come with me." And we went into the pastor's office. Nobody else went in with us but the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, that Holy Ghost came on me and on him. And I don't know what all happened, but we got thrown around the room by the power of God. Vases fell down off of the counters. We cast the devil out of him.
Mm.
And I want you to know that he was completely, totally set free.
Praise
not God. Only from that homosexual demon, but also from all of the AIDS. He was healed, completely healed. That's been years ago. He's healed to this day. So
that couldn't have happened with just you and words. You had to, that anointing. Had to be upon you.
But you know that Holy Ghost anointing will come upon you if you contend for it.
Yes, contend for it.
And, you know, Jesus, well, let's go on down here to Acts chapter 4, right where we were. He went to Nazareth. He announced that he was anointed. And then that was the city of his birth, and not birth, but childhood. And so they just couldn't believe it. I mean, isn't this the carpenter's son, they said.
Right,
And they just couldn't believe it, you know. And so he left there. It said he could do no mighty works there because of their unbelief.
Mm.
Now notice that word, unbelief. Belief is so important with the things of God. And so he could there do no mighty works, it says in Mark, but now we're reading in, we're the same account. And we're reading of his going down to Capernaum. He left Nazareth, and he went down through to Capernaum. Verse 31, this is Acts 4:31, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. This word is exousia, authority. And in the synagogue there was a man, which had a spirit of an unclean devil. See, now here's devils that work under Satan. He's already triumphed over Satan. Now here he comes with one of Satan's henchmen, one of his little soldiers. And he's there in the synagogue, and there's a man with an unclean spirit in the synagogue. That's interesting. Comes to church. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, Jesus of Nazareth? Are you come to destroy us? I know you who you are, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold your peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirits, and they came out. Now, we have exousia, authority, and we have dunamis, power. So you need, when you're dealing with demons, you need a dunamis, an operation of the dunamis. Yes, you have the authority, and then you need to have lived that plugged-in life like Jesus did, so that dunamis can flow out of your words. And with dunamis, he commanded. That means he spoke the unclean spirits, and they came out. And what happened? Verse 37.
Yeah, there it is again.
The fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. And so now we're gonna talk about dunamis and demons. Dunamis and devils. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, What is this? For with authority and dunamis power, he commanded the unclean spirits, and they came out. He used both authority and dunamis. Now, this brings us into an understanding of how he did that. Remember how Peter was preaching in Acts chapter 10? And he was preaching, and he said, Acts chapter 10, 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and that word is dunamis, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So we see here, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with dunamis. What did he do with it? He went about doing good. God is a good God. And healing all that were oppressed of the devil. The devil's a bad devil. So he used that dunamis against the power of the devil. Bless the Lord. Now, Jesus, praise God.
While he did that, a fame was, it says they were all amazed. That means they were not familiar with this. They were not familiar with it. and that's how we should be operating right now, on a level that the world is not familiar with. And that'll absolutely happen if we contend for this power.
Now, and you can use it. Jesus had an enemy. And that enemy was the devil.
Yes.
So you have an enemy.
Right.
And that enemy is the devil.
Right.
How can you overcome him?
And you know what? You also have a calling. And some people, you have a ministry and a calling. You have a race. And some people, it's the fivefold ministry, just like Jesus. Some, not everybody can be in the fivefold ministry. But that doesn't mean you don't have an anointing. And that doesn't mean you can't operate in power in anything that you do. And you can still go about doing good with this anointing, with this power, against the enemy, in whatever you're called to do.
Absolutely. And you do it the way Jesus did it.
Right.
You did it with the Holy Ghost and with power. Does he want you to succeed? No. And where does he fight you? In your mind.
Yes.
The arena of faith is in your mind.
Yes.
If he can hold you in your mind, and if he can defeat you, but if you reach into that spirit and you fight that battle with the name of Jesus and the word of Jesus, you will defeat him every time.
You think that's why Paul said, think on these things?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Don't think on those negative thoughts.
If you go into that verse in Philippians 4, put opposite of everything he said, don't think on. Don't think of the negative things. Don't think of the bad things. Don't think of all those things. Think of the good things, good report, virtue, praise.
Negativism.
Negativity.
What about negativism?
We live in a world of negativity, and it'll absolutely suppress the Holy Spirit. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, It says, be happy in your faith. Be thankful for everything. I mean, you got to read it in the Amplified. Be thankful for everything. You know, be happy. Don't get depressed. Don't get downhearted. Be glad-hearted. And then it says, for it'll grieve, or not grieve, it'll say it'll suppress the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it came alive to me. He doesn't operate negativity. He can't.
He cannot?
He's not created that way. He can't do it.
So what will negativity do to the anointing? What will it do to the power of God? If you're going to walk in that negative vein,
yes.
What will it do?
Negative prayers, negative confession, negative with good, sometimes with good intentions, but you're focused on the negative, your talk and whatever your focus is. It'll absolutely suppress or grieve the Holy Spirit. And one time I asked God about this grieving of the Holy Spirit, what? Because I knew that the word grieve meant loss. It means, you know, something's at loss. And I said, Lord, what's he at loss at? From operating as he's at loss from doing great things for God through you, all for the glory of God. He wants to do this, the power. He's at loss, and he doesn't want to be. He's created to do great things through you and with you.
Well, what are the scriptures that you've been meditating about where it says grieve not the Spirit? Because he's on us.
Well,
the Holy Ghost wants to operate through us. But we can do things to either encourage him to operate through us or to grieve him. Now, we're going to start right here tomorrow. This is a little late for you to start that right now. But we're going to talk about how do you cooperate with the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
You have to cooperate with him.
Right.
You cannot work opposite his ways. He is not going to operate. He has a, what do you call that, modus operandi? He has a mode of operation. He has a way of operation. And Jesus worked with it. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. And Jesus knew what to do. And Jesus moved with that and in that. And he was not a hindrance to the power. Now we, Jesus told them, he said, you go down there to Jerusalem and don't you leave town until this power comes on you. And he said, you shall receive dunamis when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. They went in that room and they had dunamis and they operated in dunamis and signs and wonders and miracles happened through them. It was the normal everyday modus operandi of the church until the enemy came.
Mm.
And the enemy, I say it like this. I say he couldn't fight the church, so he joined it. And he joined it with false teachings and false doctrines and this and that and this and that. Folks, you have an enemy out there, and you are to overcome him with the Holy Ghost and with power and with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I'd like you to get Brother Hagin's book, The Triumphant Church, Dominion Over All the Powers of Darkness. We're offering it for only $7. That's a special price. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box Branson, Missouri, 65615, and enclose an offering if you can. You can also find us at billybrim.org and pray with us every Wednesday. We're praying for an awakening. We're praying for a manifestation of dunamis in the church, all to the glory of God. Shalom, shalom.